Someone introducing our show from half a world away might have found something that's more awesome than Fridays. I'm Carl Azus. Let's get started. First up, President Obama announces a new chapter in the U.S. policy toward the Middle East. In yesterday's speech, the president talked about all of the upheaval that's been sweeping across that part of the world. He called the revolutions and political protests a wave of change that cannot be denied. President Obama said the U.S. does and will support reforms in the Middle East and North Africa that help ordinary people in the nations there. And he spoke out harshly against governments that have used force on protesters. He also pushed to restart the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, saying that the demand for change in the region might help kickstart negotiations. In terms of changes across the entire Middle East, the president said it'll be years before this story reaches its end, but he explained why the U.S. supports change.
There's no straight line to progress, and hardship always accompanies a season of hope. But the United States of America was founded on the belief that people should govern themselves. And now we cannot hesitate to stand squarely on the side of those who are reaching for their rights, knowing that their success will bring about a world that is more peaceful, more stable, and more just.
The Mississippi River is setting a record in the city of Vicksburg, but not the kind anyone wants to celebrate. The river crested, reached its highest point at just over 57 feet. That's more than a foot higher than the old record set in 1927. What you should be seeing here is a runway. This is a small airport. These hangars are the only sign of that now. Mississippi also suffered its first flood-related death yesterday. We've reported on some of the people affected by Mississippi's rising waters. There are also concerns about wildlife, like this coyote you saw a moment ago who's searching for higher ground. It's May 20th, and on this day in history, in 1902, Cuba gained its independence after being ruled by Spain. In 1927, American aviator Charles Lindbergh took off for his famous flight across the Atlantic Ocean. It was the world's first solo nonstop transatlantic flight. And 5 years later, in 1932, Amelia Earhart made her solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic. It was the first time that goal was accomplished by a female pilot.